This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Thank you for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Rajan. With me,
Frida Liu.
And what are we talking about today, Frida?
We are asking you, which of these is most important to you as an employee in 2021? The poll on Twitter is it salary and benefits, work-life balance, strong management, or COVID-safe environment? You can also chat with us on Instagram. That's also at BFM Radio. Or WhatsApp, 018-789-8899. And we'll get to the results at the end.
Yes, you have about 12 minutes to get your comments in for that. But like we mentioned earlier, the government is looking into easing restrictions for individuals who have completed their COVID-19 vaccination, including allowing them to travel interstate. And this, of course, is according to our National Immunization Program Coordinating Minister, Khairi Jamaluddin.
So at a press conference with the Finance Minister, Tengku Zafrul, yesterday, Khairi said a technical committee comprising health and science experts set up under the COVID-19 vaccine supply access guarantee is reviewing the matter before it can be presented to the National Security Council. Yeah. The committee is expected to consider data obtained from other countries and study matter from a clinical aspect to determine the privilege and freedom that can be granted to those who have been fully vaccinated for COVID-19. Give me freedom! I haven't been vaccinated, not even once. Okay. So he said, for example, in the United States, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention has issued a guideline for fully vaccinated people, such as allowing them to remove their face masks when meeting in a room.
Now, Khairi added that individuals who have completed the COVID-19 vaccination doses will have a yellow profile on their MySejahtera app, which acts as a vaccine passport that will allow them a certain degree of freedom to do things that were previously not permitted. And he also said that the government was negotiating with other countries, including Singapore, for mutual recognition of the vaccine passport.
So, yellow profile, you've been marked. Khairi, however, reiterated that Malaysians must continue to adhere to the SOP set to contain the COVID-19 outbreak even if they've been fully vaccinated.
Yeah.
For now, he said, vaccination is not a substitute for the enforcement of SOPs, especially in the sectors operating during the MCO. Vaccination is very important for us to rehabilitate the country, but existing SOPs such as physical distancing, wearing face masks and others must continue to be emphasised and enforced.
Right, so while we are working with other countries like Singapore, you know, just to recognise our version of the vaccine passport, I know like the EU, China, Japan, they're all working on their own digital vaccination certificate of sorts, right? Their own vaccine passports for cross-border travel. And I think even the UK, they've updated their NHS app. It's a bit like our MySejahtera app to let fully vaccinated users prove their status. Now, the issue here is when we are allowed to travel, you know, like in this instance, if, you know, once we've been fully vaccinated and we're allowed to travel, how do we ensure that the places that we go to recognize what our vaccine passport is, you know? Now, there have been many suggestions. Many people have suggested that the WHO actually jumps in and kind of certifies or gives some form of guidelines to allow you know, countries to kind of adhere to, so that if you have you get through a certain checklist, then your vaccine passport is recognized. You know, so at least we do it like it's a global thing, and not have every country or every other, you know what I mean? Like have their own, you see?
So I'm of the view that I don't see what the complication is because WHO, you have said that this is a pandemic. So WHO, you recognize that MySejahtera is Malaysia's or whatever each country is, and that then you inform all the immigration officers what to look out for. Oh, you're from this country, let me look at your app or whatever certificate, and then if it matches, then just come through, right? I mean, and just say that, okay, Malaysia is MySejahtera, right? And the customs people should be, or immigration folks should be able to come up with this. So I you know, there should be, it can't be central. If it can't be central, then just recognize what the individual countries. It's called a passport, right? Every country is a different passport, right?
Well, I still think they have time to iron these things out, because we do have countries around the world where they don't even have access to vaccines just yet. You know, they haven't had not even 10% of the population vaccinated just yet. You know, they're still waiting. I think, if I'm not mistaken, Indonesia has, I think they're hitting about 12,000 cases of COVID every day, and they're still waiting on vaccines to arrive. It's only going to arrive sometime in August, apparently. I could be wrong on this, but I think I remember reading something like this over the weekend. So, you know, there's still a lot of Vaccine inequality issues around the world. So we still have time to iron those things out. But it's good to know that, you know, once you've been fully vaccinated, there is some sort of indication on your MySejahtera app. Looking forward to that one. And also, you know, that we're actually starting to talk about traveling again.
Yes. I'm just, you know, for sanity, just sort of like planning something next May.
Okay.
May, June. You know what I mean? Just like, you know, it's just wishful thinking. I did this last year.
Yeah. Yes, I did. I remember.
So, I'm just, you know, looking for that again next year, you know, and like May, June. Let's see.
Fingers crossed.
Yeah.
All right. Coming back to our top story today, which of these EVPs are most important to you as an employee in 2021?
So the final poll results at salary and benefits, 44.4%, work-life balance at 34.7%, which is very close to what the Randstad report is. This is where we differ a little bit. COVID safe environment, 11.2%, and strong management at 9.7%.
Over on Instagram, a whole bunch of you have responded to say work-life balance, but we've got Hoey who says work-life balance, and it's even more annoying when bosses just talk about it but not walk the talk. Ariane says salary and benefits. We've got Aina who says work-life balance. Li Xuan also says salary and benefits. Natasha says work-life balance achieved with work from home. We've got Buzz Lightyear, good one there, with strong management. Diarrhea also says strong management, and It Ping says strong management. But other than that, everyone else has gone with work-life balance, and we only have one person here, Norshida, who says COVID-19 safe environment. I guess it's a given for most companies, you know, that you're already creating a safe working environment, or you're allowed to work from home. Right. So thank you, everyone, for chiming in. Do we have any more messages to get to on WhatsApp?
No, we don't.
All right. We've gone through all of them already. Of course, that was our top story today about what's most important to Malaysian employees. Of course, we quoted some stats from Randstad's recent employee brand research in Malaysia. We then moved on to story number two.
Oh, that was so long ago. What did we talk about?
We spoke about, the transport vaccination.
Transport workers, yes. And then we ended off the story about, you know, the vaccination passport. Could it be the opportunity for us to move around again?
Yes, next May, right, Frida?
Yes.
All right. If you missed out on any part of our show, you can go look for the podcast on our website. All the articles that we've cited during the show will also be in our show notes. So go look for them over there. You can find our podcast on the BFM app, also on our website. That's bfm.my. Frida and myself will be back again, same time tomorrow for more Enterprise Biz Bytes. But for now, we will leave you with you two and desire to travel next May. Thank you for joining us on Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.